me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
Alrighty, folks, get excited. We are now 2 days away from the start of the, I was going to say the preseason, but it's actual season, AFL. We've done a draft. We've done great job for Mirka coming off his deathbed. He had no breath to chase the nurses around the recovery room, so he had to do a draft instead. Slip fielded multiple calls to what's going on. But he put together a great event online, which we all appreciate. Fantastic job by everyone, except for Pony, who neglected to join us. He just sat there and snooped in the silence. But great job by everyone. And I have a special treat for the first podcast of the season, which is actually going to talk about teams. We have Pony. We have Stars.
Hello.
And we have Legless. A beautiful treat of goodness for you all. How are we, all lads? Excellent. Yeah, working well. We're all talking over each other already. So this is fantastic work, guys.
Put your hand up if you want to talk.
That's it. Which Manic was very good at on, what night was that? Friday night? He's very good at that on Friday night. So great job by Manic. All right, guys. So first up. What do we think, Mirka? Absolute MVP for actually getting up off the canvas and having a letting us get on with the draft all night long.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, we'll get to that.
And yes, yeah, so and obviously, I think poor old Slip was under a bit of pressure early, trying to find the right combination of entering picks into the system, not letting his picks that were highlighted with Stars. Be shown to the whole team, and yes, but he came well. He came well late, and got everything underway, and we're all locked away, ready to go with no dramas.
Through very fast, I thought, considering very smooth operation.
Very well done there by Slip. So the only downside is we don't have a loose podcast to go through because we're all in separate places, and I didn't get a chance to grab everyone.
Do we know if Team Awesome had a customary throw up in his own toilet? Just to
I can't. Well, was he in his own house though? Because him and DT87 were together, so he could have done it in DT87's house.
Bit of a close contact, you reckon?
Well, very close contact. Those two, they've been sharing laptops and everything. God knows what sorts of diseases are passing between those two. All right, guys. So what we'll do now is we'll go through each team and we'll have a look at what do we reckon. We'll have a overall draft comment first, then a best pick and a worst pick. What do we reckon?
Sounds good to me.
Sure. All right. So going off my spreadsheet here in alphabetical order, AJS Hawker is first up off the bat.
Oh, funny that. Of course he is.
Yeah, well, first here, first everywhere, I say. Team's on the way up.
I thought you changed your name.
Yeah, but your spreadsheet still has it all coded with AJS Hawker. So, you know, just go with what works. So who wants to have a crack at my best pick there? Stars?
Pick three you had there. And obviously you missed out on the two big guns. But I think Josh Ward, good Hawthorn boy, was the next obvious choice. Seeing as you're in a rebuilding kind of mode with the youth. So that was the obvious pick, I thought, for you. And I was worried that you would keep that youth picks going like you did last year and completely wreck your team. But no, you've actually done a good job there. And just forgetting the age and going for average.
Well, I didn't wreck my team. I rebuilt my team. So, and yeah, you can't keep just grabbing youth. Can't keep grabbing youth all the time, but if I'm going to play a keeper league, I'm going to want some good Hawks in it all the time in each league I'm in. So Josh Ward's next cab off the rank for when Titch retires.
Ben McDonald.
And no, McDonald's gone. Who? Oh, Pony got him.
Out of interest, Stars. Yep. Stars said that he was worried that you were going to go youth. When you started picking off all his midfielders, did you go from being worried that he was going to go all youth to worried that he was going to take all your boys?
He took all my boys, all four of them.
And they're a nice new comfy home at Hawkerland. All right, Pony, what do you reckon? Who's my worst pick in this lot?
To be honest, I don't think any of them are massively bad picks. I don't think you really have that bad a pick there on any of them, mate. I think you did very well.
You want to be harsh. I could say that Isaac Smith was a bit early, but that's just being very picky.
I think he'll actually outscore the rest of the mids I've got for the season. So, he's just going to get so much free and easy ball on that crappy Geelong game plan. I can't see him dropping under 90 again this year, even though he is 73 years old now.
Good Geelong champion he is.
Yes, apparently.
I agree.
I don't think it hurt you that you went maybe a little bit earlier for him because Libba was still good value at 15.
Yep. So, yeah, basically, I'll probably only not that I'm upset because I'm pretty happy with what I got, but probably I was really after Moore, which I think Slip picked up at 13. And yep. I really would have liked Burton instead of Tui at 23. But obviously, I forgot to factor in that disposables had a pick between me and my next pick.
Yep.
He grabbed a Port player.
No, I think you had a good draft.
Well, holy moly. I hope we're not at least nice to everybody.
Yeah, annoyingly, you had a good one.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, guys. All right. We'll move on to the MVP of the evening, Ozzie Merker. So, it's a massive effort to do it without your notes under a lot of physical duress. And, it's a massive job by Merker. What do you guys think of his draft? We'll go with you, Legolas. What do you reckon?
I think he nailed it. I mean, I know we had a discussion early, but I thought Impey was a keeper worthy defender. Going at 85, and I think that was at pick 29. That was an absolute bargain, and a really good pick. I think that was probably that and Hardwick were his two best picks. Both of them could have been keeper. I mean, Stars, was Hardwick in consideration early as a keeper defender?
Yeah, I'll probably regret that. Yeah.
You've got a lot of good defenders, but I just think they were both really good pickups. Given where he had draft picks.
And so overall, we think he's done a pretty good job. So, Stars, Pony, you can go. Who's his best pick in that lot there, you reckon?
Best pick. I liked that he got Robertson back.
Yep.
Because he traded him to disposables last season and then disposables dropped him and really got him late in the draft. So. I think he's still going to be a really good young kid. Might have scared a few people off that he kind of had hamstring soreness or whatever that didn't have him playing in that preseason game. But I think he'll be good if he sticks fat with him.
Good call. And Stars, do you want to take a swing at the big man for having a bad pick anywhere?
Well, I want to say Cunnington because he's not going to play, but it's a 13th. It's your last pick on the field. Oh, sorry, last pick in the draft. So that's going to be a streaming option anyway. So it doesn't really matter if he's not going to play. So Mason Wood, who's that?
I
think he's forward, isn't he? So
wasn't on my radar at all. So I'm going to say Mason Wood.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Because I think there's been talk of him playing possibly on a wing or something. But I think
have you seen him play? He can't play football.
No. He must have been getting an injection or something at that point.
Well, no, Wood did well in the preseason game, so it could have just been a bit of Amy Cup hype. What do we think of Markov? I mean, he was a great pickup last season, but is he best 22 in that team now?
Oh, shaky.
That's why I didn't touch him. He was on my list, but he was a long way down. So, yeah, I'm not sure that he is.
He's got some decent young forwards there. He likes the key forwards in Mackay and King.
Yep.
Coming of age. So we'll see what they can do.
It's a real interesting last three. Like you said, Cunnington as just a streaming option, but he's got really Dunstan that's kind of the same as well. And then Reeves, you'd think if you're going to draft Reeves, you maybe just looking to hold him.
I think Reeves is a good pickup.
I think Reeves was a good pickup. And is Dunstan a good handcuff because he's got James Jordan? So one of those two will play.
Yeah, good call.
Yep. So, fantastic effort there by Merker. And overall, I think he's done a pretty good job considering the conditions that he in particular was working under. We'll move on to Mr. Reigning Premier, Dazed and Confused. So, Stars, we'll go with you for an overall impression. Was he dazed and confused this draft, or was he Rahul under control as always?
Don't think he had his best draft, but give it 2 weeks and he'll prove me wrong because all his players are going to light it up. I think he had some really good hits and there are some players that had me scratching my head. So probably a bit of a neutral that draft.
A bit neutral. All right. So, Pony, you want to have a swing at his best pick? Say something nice about your brother-in-law.
Best pick. I mean, maybe someone like, this is hard.
Well, for this is not a good sign if you're taking this long to find a good pick.
I liked Nick Stay when he got him. He was definitely someone that was on my radar around.
Yeah, on my radar. I was hoping no one else would be looking at him, but Dazed obviously is too smart.
Yeah, I think that one was a good one. Certainly I remembered from the grand final. How he played. So, yeah, he was definitely on my radar, and I think he's got a good role. So, he'd be the one.
All right. Legless, do you want to have a crack at the reigning Premier? And what was his worst pick in his 13? Or 14, I should say.
It was late, but Jamie Cripps, he's torn his pec, is my understanding. So he's out long-term. He would have been a guy available on the waiver at that pick. I think, you know, around that 108 mark, again, there's not a lot. There's stuff all around, but I don't think he's playing for a long period of time. I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. So you might as well take a swing at another. Like, I'll look around that 108 mark if you're looking for a forward. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's pretty gross, to be honest.
It's pretty gross, but there are guys who are playing, so that's probably...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like even Harry Morrison from Geelong, like Viper's got him really late and he'll play the first few games, I reckon, while there's injuries. So like you might as well just pocket that.
Fair enough. So overall, probably not his best draft. Yeah. Having said that, he's got a pretty good core because he's the reigning Premier. So when you mix them together, he probably will go all right again.
Zach Guthrie did surprise me at the start. Obviously, heard a little bit of hype about him, but I just didn't see Dazed going there, but he seems pretty high on him.
Yeah, so, well, that was his first pick at 24, obviously traded away to get some players last year. So he's gone with a bit of Geelong, bit of an oxymoron here, gone with a bit of Geelong youth. And what do we reckon of Blakey? You reckon Blakey's actually going to be all right this year?
He a third-year player now.
He's passed. Fourth, I would have thought, yep.
Picked up another one. Hopefully it'll be okay.
2018. I reckon you'll get a 75. I actually think Quainer was a better one at 91. I think Quainer will be really good as a defender because he takes kick-ins. Lloyd, the preseason game, I think Lloyd didn't take many kick-ins and Blakey was taking a lot. I reckon that'll switch back. But with Campbell, there's just so many mouths to feed in that defence at the Swans with Campbell and Lloyd to kind of share points between. So Quainer, I think he's the kind of the young backman. The other one I had a lot of preseason love for, a bit disappointed that it went so early, was Willem Drew. I thought people might have been off Drew and he would have slid, but he obviously didn't.
Yeah, well, is our pick 60, so he's just under halfway through our draft. So it's his third pick, but it is it's in the solid middle part of the draft.
I think it's just because I wanted him that round and I had pick 66, so I missed out.
Always the way. All right, so overall, we're giving him a C+, B minus, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So next up is Disposable Heroes with his love of all things port and export. Who stars? I think you can, have you done, Legless, you can do an overall impression here. What's the overall impression of Disposable's draft?
I think he's filled the gaps. He should be in contention. He's got a really strong 13, and so he's just drafted to fill gaps. And he had a really good spread of players, I think, across forward, mid, and defence. So he's just bolstered. He already had 5 keeper defenders. So Burton at pick 19 was the strange one for me. A good pick. But he kept 5 defenders. So picking a bench defender first up was a little bit sort of caught me by surprise.
Yep.
But overall, I think he's filled a lot of good gaps with what he's drafted based on what he needed on field. Like Battle was a good pick. Langdon, again, slid. I think he did really well. I'm surprised Newcomb went ahead of guys like Langdon and you know.
I had
my high on Newcomb with Sam Mitchell taking over the reins and probably going a bit more youth, but he went much higher than I was looking at drafting him.
Yeah.
If you like a player, then go for him.
Yeah, fair enough too. I'm just not 100% sure what our mix is going to look like because I can't see Titch playing anywhere but in the midfield. Jager might get pushed out to help some of the young ones in, but anyone who watches the Hawks. I've been listening to a couple of Hawks, Hawk Nuffy podcasts where all the track watchers are and they all say different things. So God knows what's actually going to happen. You're going to have to wait until round one to see what the mix is, I reckon.
I don't believe that you would listen to those things.
No, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
You don't sound like a Hawk Nuffy to me.
No.
With the Hawks, I guess their youth policy is, I mean, the thing with Newcomb is he was a mid-season draftee. Is he better than other youth players that the Hawks have brought in? So McDonald, Ward, Will Day, like they're pushing to get midfield time behind, and I would have thought those three names are behind John Titch and Warple before a Newcomb. But role specific, I just don't know if he'll have that role every week.
Yeah. I said, have to wait and watch. So there's our overall impression. Stars, do you want to say something nice about one of Disposable's picks?
Nice. Oh, do I have to?
Has he got a good one in there?
Joel, when you're right at the end of the draft and you're just looking at the list and it's absolute trash, having someone that's best 22 and can pump out a loopable score in Selwood, I hate having him and watching him play, or the odd big game. Because around that, what else are you getting?
Yeah, well, that's a fair point too. At a pick 106, you're probably not getting a lot better than...
It's your third last bench spot.
Yep.
He's fit, he plays.
To be fair, 106 isn't actually that late in the draft. He just had a lot of early picks.
He'd moved his picks up.
So 106 is, that's pretty early.
Solidly in the middle.
The Josh Battle pick would be good.
Yep, I like that pick.
Yep. And Pony, do you want to have a crack at any of his picks there?
For me, the Redmond one stands out. I'm just not 100% sure on his role in terms of... I think there's... Yeah, still a bit to kind of go down at Essendon. So I'm not sure if he kind of went early. I'm just trying to look at what else went defence-wise. So Bramble kind of went 3 picks after.
Yeah,
just given this, what do you Bramble, guys think about Redmond?
I wouldn't. It wasn't on my list.
It was further down, but I think...
Role is an issue for him. It can be a real, speaking from experience, can be a real headache as far as role.
And like we just talked about, like, you know, you're looking at Selwood at 106 and you're like, well, you know, Selwood at 106, some people have only picked five or six players come that stage.
Yep.
Like, is Redmond a round better than him? Probably not. So sometimes you kind of get in that trap when you've moved all your picks up. You start picking for your need. Rather than kind of what's sometimes best there.
Best available. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, that goes back to my point about defenders. So he had five keeper defenders, and then he's drafted Burton, Battle, Redmond, and Bowie. So he's got nine defenders in that list. It's defender heavy.
Battle is a forward.
Have you let him know that he's defender heavy?
No, I've been there before. I know what it's like to be defender heavy.
All right, so disposables just coming your way. I post this recording. Legless will be in your DMs telling you you're too defender heavy, and yeah, you've made a mistake there apparently. So,
he's drafted very well though.
Drafted well, rightio, fair enough. All right, so we're moving on to Geelong Vipers. So, why are we all chuckling here, fellas?
Nothing.
Nothing to see here. All right.
Free kick here.
All right, Legless, you can go with overall impressions.
Look, overall impressions is this guy requested a bit of extra time to research for his draft, and I'm not seeing it. So, pick 16 with Michael Walters. I'll just back it up with that. Not only is that his worst pick, I mean, call me. You guys can call me if I'm wrong here, but I reckon that's probably the worst pick of the draft.
Hold my beer.
What round should have Walters gone out of interest, do we reckon?
Similar to Sean Higgins. I had Sean Higgins over Walters in my rankings.
Where Robbie Gray went, I think.
I think around the Robbie Gray, which is around about around 7, round 8, maybe.
Yeah.
Who got Gray? There he's at 107. And who was the other one? Higgins went at 109. So we consensus from the league is that he's reached a little early for Walters.
Yes.
Right. Bit of stunned silence there for a moment.
But his next pick, I reckon his next pick actually should have been his first pick, and it was a really good one with Rioli. Yes. I think just the role in the forward, I think he's recovered big time
Legless. Whoa. Overall impressions, thanks, mate. I'll get to the best pick with someone else on the panel.
Just, it stinks.
Rein it in.
It's horrible. It's gross.
All right, Pony, you say something nice about Vipers and one of his picks. Rioli's obviously one we think is a decent one.
I think you've got three good ones there. Maybe Rioli, I think Alia can have a really good role. Maybe once again, slight reach, but I think he'll go okay. And the other one was Hollins, if he sits on him, I think has good potential. So it was nice to see Vipers actually make a possible pick with the future in mind.
Odds of Hollins being in his team after round 4?
10%.
Fair enough. And Stars, do you want to have a dip at one any of his picks?
Is that Mitch McGovern or Jeremy McGovern at pick 142?
I'd have to go back and have a look. I think it's Mitch.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Oh, sorry, not Mitch. It's Jeremy.
Yeah, it is crap. Jeremy. Just whoever. And that's Gus Brayshaw.
Yep.
We have a laugh, but his last few games in the finals
were very, very good.
Pretty high scoring. So if that continues, that could be one of the picks of the draft. But it's also Gus Brayshaw. We haven't seen what he can do.
Former number one draft pick.
I've had him.
How did Brayshaw go with 90% time on ground in the Amy series game? I ask knowing.
I have no idea.
He was back to normal Brayshaw.
Back to normal Brayshaw.
62 with 90% time on ground, I think.
But no one good tries in the preseason.
Is he good?
About one pick.
Yeah.
Look, I'm trying to find something positive here. It's hard.
Yes.
He did have a bad pick hand. I mean, we're looking at his third pick there, but he did take that at pick 64. So
you're saying he traded away all his early picks for a crack at the title last year?
Crack at something.
So, Legless, what do you reckon of the strategy to trade away your early picks for a crack at ninth spot?
Look, I actually don't mind the trades that he did last year. I think he secured some really, he secured some bloody good players. His 13 is probably the best it's been since the inaugural draft. But it's just, starting a draft that deep is hard yakka. Well, his first pick was reasonably early, but then it started to get deep.
Yeah, two picks in the top 50 makes it pretty hard to move yourself around. You'd probably have to do a lot of research to get some good players at that time of the draft, which is probably not Viper's forte.
There's not enough talent coming in with the 13 to give them enough support, I don't think.
Okay, so there you go, Vipers. That's the panels. Yeah, you might struggle this year. You could be 4 years in a row with no finals. We'll see what happens. Next up, panel member Legless. Okay, only had just the 11 picks because he's traded them all away to get some extra players in. Tony, do you want to go with the overall impression of his 11 picks?
Yeah, look, he typical kind of Legless. He's gone out and found value with kind of tried and tested kind of guys, and in some ways too, Legless, will draft on a whim in terms of if he sees something that slid, he'll snag him like Sheet, or Poulter that he got back, SPS, towards the end, thinking that he'll have a role. So he's done well there. Holmes was a nice little pickup at the start as well, off a bit of hype.
Stars, do you want to? Pony sort of gave the general impression, then said something nice. Do you want to have a crack at any of his picks there?
Yeah, so Sheed is out for the half a year.
Yep.
Obviously, he's in the right age bracket and he's a good scorer when he plays, but it's just the kind of year we can hold a player with an injury, with COVID coming around and players missing games and top up players and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I was sort of thinking the same as Bloston is, what's he, a hammy, I think.
So yeah, he's also hurt.
And Rivers has done...
They're saying...
Hang on, we're talking about you, mate. You just wait your turn for a moment. And there's also Rivers is out with, I think it's a knee. And Phillips has glandular fever. And I believe may not already be on
the gone.
List. So there's... They're probably going to be a shallow bench early doors, I would have thought. But I don't think Poulter will be best 22. Shallow bench early doors for Legless.
It's just in a year like with COVID, it's going to be, we don't know how much it's going to affect us. Could potentially cause trouble, or it will come half of the year and Sheed's playing and he's fine. So wait and see.
Can I ask a question?
You may.
I've heard, a little bit about Sparrow, but did anyone have Sparrow around that time to take? He was nowhere near that for me.
No, I don't even think I had Sparrow on my list, which doesn't mean much of anything, but I didn't have him on
my list. Not saying that you've done anything wrong there, Legless, but I'd love to hear your rationale around Sparrow when you do get a chance to speak.
Jump in now, Legless.
There's something that you've
seen. Find yourself,
Legless. I just needed an absolute punt on, again, at round... 9, I think at that stage, or 8?
Eight.
I was just punting on someone that I'm hoping keeps forward status for next season, like a Dylan Moore type is what I saw him. Yep. Similar to last season, Moore had really good junior stats, Sparrow had really good junior stats. I hoped that Moore was going to get a bit more midfield time, similarly with Sparrow.
So you're looking for a cheap keeper forward?
Basically, a punt on a keeper forward option. The other one, essentially, I think I had Sparrow and Jeremy Cameron around about the same mark, but just with Cameron's soft tissue injuries last year, I was a bit sort of like, oh, I don't. And I think Cameron ended up going earlier, so I don't think it was, I don't even think it was an option for me.
Yeah, he went at, oh no, he was still there. He went at 96, if that's.
That's Charlie Cameron.
Charlie?
67.
It wasn't an option for me. And forwards by that stage were fucking thin. I was worried about Gray because Gray's hammy. So, yeah, it was just a punt at someone that I think is best 22. I got snaked a couple of times as well. So I didn't, Holmes, I didn't have high. I had Neil Bullen ahead of Holmes, but then Neil Bullen went at 31.
And so, did you consider Salt and Pepper at the Sparrow pick? Because he was still available. And you've got an affinity with Pau Pepper.
Once bitten, twice shy. I'm just worried about, again, with Sampa Pepper, he's going to be a scorer when he plays, but if they've got a fit list, I don't know that he makes the best 22. Whereas Sparrow played in the grand final and the two prelims, so I'm assuming he's best 22.
It is hard with those teams that are right up there because, they do have deep lists to choose from.
Oh, without a doubt.
Hard to know.
As far as Loston, the reports are he's meant to be, they think he'll be back round one. And Rivers, they're saying touch and go round one. So I didn't think either of them were long waits. And Rivers at pick 126, it's like, fuck, I'll pick up someone on the waiver that can do similar.
Fair enough. All right, well, enough about Legless. And we'll move on to Manic Monkeys, who I believe must have been sitting in the top deck of his theatre and put the monitor any speaker all the way at the front of the room because you could hardly hear him all night long. But other than that, Stars, overall impressions of Monkeys 15 picks.
Has gone, I guess, a youth-type policy. He does like to get a few favourites that he's got an eye on and he grabs them. So Shelley at pick 5 is sort of your Toby Green-esque type player. Always going to be a forward. Hopefully he can score as high. But then young players like Chapman, absolute gun, Rayner, Ross, Ral Smith, Davies, Sin, they're all that youth type policy. So is that a rebuild?
Well, I must say, I sort of just found it as we were sort of filling out the list. I just sort of found it a little almost schizophrenic, you know. Sort of we've got a Sloan, we've got a Rayner and then a Sloan and then a Ross and then, I just sort of found it up and down, so I'm not quite sure what the aim was there.
Yeah, so he's probably picked up two locked-in keepers in Rochelle and Chapman. Who makes way from his current 13?
Side bottom.
Yeah, okay, true. Yep.
He'll, because, I mean, if he gets the wing role, he's mid-only, so he'll be gone. And I think the rationale around Rochelle was, you know, DeGoey's half a chance to get mid-only as well. So then he's down to just Georgiadis as a keeper forward.
Yeah, I definitely like the pick of Rochelle.
So, but yeah, don't know who the other one would be to potentially drop. The other thing as well is Kennedy. I mean, Walsh has still got to come back, so you got to see what that impact is. But
he looked very good in the Amy series.
He sure does. So I think he's going to have his usual 16 or 17 guys to choose from.
Yeah, Hawker can probably speak from more experience than most with it, but when you've got that much quality young players on your list, you do end up having to drop, you know, you're going to drop good youth, and he's going to be in a position where he's dropping good youth based on how he's picked. Like, he's going to be giving up something, which is, I mean, I'm always happy to take them.
Yep, so there's always a chance for a trade or you just drop him, you make a hard call. Like I said, you know, Phillips was, you know, if we had a rookie list last year, then Phillips might have been the one that stuck on my list because he will be good. But, yeah,
He's already made a hard call.
Yeah.
Sin's already gone.
First
Yes.
Blake dropped.
So interesting times there for Manic. So have we done the best pick for him?
I've got one.
Yep.
Ed Richards at pick 143.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's it for me in terms of a last round wonder.
I think, a lot of good reports, and he sort of slid all the way to the bottom there. So I think that'll be a good pickup.
Yeah, I had him ahead of bloody Will Phillips, but obviously three picks before me, I got snaked on that one. Probably should have picked him instead of SPS. I'm hoping, bloody SPS gets that forward role that he had when he was with Stars.
He'd be starting midfield, won't he?
Well, he's alive. He's alive and breathing.
So that's the start.
That's all we've got.
So, all right. Anyone you don't like there, Pony?
Davies maybe a little early. Don't know if he's... Would he be best 22 at Gold Coast?
Doubtful at the moment, I would think. But if he's got a long-term stash, or is he going to be a potential Hollands and drop by round four, you reckon?
Don't know. That one was maybe, I reckon, a tad early. I mean, he certainly could prove us wrong. And I know you haven't asked for it, but as another good pick, I did like Lockie O'Brien.
Yep.
He did well there.
Fair enough, too. All right. So overall, we're Mannix done all right, we reckon?
It's probably a bit young for my liking. He should be contending.
He's in the window, yeah.
So he's picked up great.
Inaugural Premier or minor Premier, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, so they say.
Yes. Do you get a check in the mail for that or something? Or what? Yes. Great work there, Manic.
Stars, if this is your spreadsheet, do you need to go back and change all the naming?
It's far too long.
Nah, I don't think you can change it much as you like anywhere else. I think it'll stay this way here. All right, so up next was the quiet one, all right? Pony, who just lurked in the shadows listening to all our dribble on the chat without contributing any of his normal dribble, so probably saving that for the season regular. Stars, overall impressions of Ponyfish Islanders picks?
Crap, fucking fleece me. Nat, round two, what are you thinking? You just traded for a ruckman, you don't need one. What's wrong with Big O?
All right, so Stars off the long run.
I had Nick Nat ready to go, and my next thing, I had the button ready to press it, I was ready to yell it out to slip, and all of a sudden, little Ponyfish Islanders slicks Nick Nat.
One pick before you.
I had to change my plans after that one, unfortunately, but that's what happens. Smart pick, Pony. You know it's a good pick when the player behind you wants him.
I knew that you were getting very close to pressing the button, so I think you had pick 40.
Yeah, the one after you.
The next one.
40?
Yep.
You'd pick 40, and I knew you were the next one. So if he had to just get past that pick 40 and you went swallow. So, it was probably a surprise. You certainly wouldn't have been expecting that I was going to... You might have expected I was going to take a ruck at some point, maybe, but certainly not that early when I was so short on picks. But
oh, well, we'll see how we go. Anyway,
you guys are talking about me. I'll shut up.
There's got to be... The trade in there. A reasonable offer.
Yep. All right. So, overall impressions, apart from the fact he snaked you there, Stars, overall impressions?
Done pretty well there. Obviously, my runner up from last year sold, as a lot of the top teams did, sell a little bit to try and top up. So, starting as your first pick, 30, late second or third round?
Early third, yep.
So you're obviously staying behind the eight ball there.
I didn't really sell up, though, because it's the pre-season trades that hurt me.
I think you've bought into the Zach Fisher hype in the pre-season.
Did he have some?
Pick 52, though. What's that? That's, what, fifth round?
The barrel was already starting to be scraped, I can tell you.
There wasn't a lot around. Like, if you look at most of the forwards after pick 50, it's gross.
But you've picked up Connor McDonald, who potentially will be the fourth highest averaging rookie.
Yeah.
Potentially, yep. But he could also potentially not get a game this year. Well, early doors anyway.
And at pick 70, I felt I had to make the jump then because my one after that was 107. So
there's always a good Hawthorn nut that wants a Hawthorn rookie to trade with, isn't there?
The list that you sent me, Hawker, doesn't have McDonald on Pony Fisher Islanders team. So are you that upset about it that you've scratched him?
He's on
Mannix's team on my list.
Dick Brain here trades so many picks. I missed who had 70. He fucking doesn't stop. It's like Wheel of Fortune, mate. Spin the wheel and which pick ends up where, who bloody knows. So
sounds just a bit salty that you lost your boy.
Yeah, no, I didn't lose my boy. I got my boy at pick 3, so I'm happy with that.
Out of interest, was McDonald on your list at all? To get McDonald, like late?
He's on my rookie list. He wasn't on my list. I've got enough young ones.
Yeah, I thought you might go in, but then I felt like you probably thought you had enough mid-type guys that you were young anyway, so.
Yeah, and the young ones I've got now are 2 and 3 years into the system, so going back to the beginning again, apart from Ward, wasn't really in my plans.
So what are we going to pick a good pick that we're having
with a bad pick? So you go with a good pick there, Legless. Say something nice about Pony.
I liked Burns at 131. So he was the other one. So I think it was Jeremy Carimer and then Sparrow, then Burns that I had in my rankings. And the only thing that decided between them, as I said earlier, was the punt for a future forward. So Burns was the next available, and he'll play wing. So I think he's going to get, at pick 131, that's going to be a semi-decent 70 forward that late in the draft. So I thought that was a really good pick.
Mm-hmm. And apart from Nick Nat Stars, what's something you don't like?
Something I don't like. I've just got my eyes on Nick Nat. Robert Gray, is he best 22?
Yes.
I would think so. In the premiership, I think they are. He is.
Yeah. I don't know. That's okay. All players that are guaranteed. If they're in the best 22, that's fine.
Yeah, I just don't like the Fisher pick. I don't think he's shown enough anywhere, anytime, ever. But.
How about some love for Greg Clark at 155?
How long is he out for?
He'll be back round 5, round 6.
Do you think of having him as a rookie player, or were you trying to deny a rookie spot to Greg Clark?
Oh, I was definitely trying to deny slip from having Greg Clark as a rookie pick, because, Eagles guy at pick 1. Greg Clark wasn't going to make it through to me in the rookie draft in the second last pick. So.
No. That's why I got Phillips round 13. I was like, deny Hawker.
I think there's upside there with Clark. I've just got to get through that initial not playing.
Very good, very good. All right, so now it's time to rip into Stars team. Pony, you want to have a crack at overall impressions of Stars?
I love it. I think he's drafted for the window that he's in. He's very much based on who he kept to what was going to be the position that was going to be most available. So, eyes out of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Legless, do you want to say something nice about your partner in crime for your previews?
So I think just overall, I think he kept 5 forwards, which allowed him. So if you look at, I think both yourself and Stars, if you look at the first 5 players you've each selected, they'll probably be the highest averaging cumulative pick, so the highest, those 5 players will be the best drafted players as far as points scored. So both of you are in a good position with, I think, Hawker, you kept 4 forwards, or was it 5? So you both had a lot of
4 forwards,
so you were both able to just raid where you can get the most points. So I think it was smart strategy. A couple of good forwards fell to him, I think, in Stringer and Co. So I think he drafted really well. The only thing for me would be that, similarly, I think he said, Stars, he did say that Sheed at pick 66 in a season where there's injuries is a bit dangerous, but I think you picked up Shuey at 57. So,
yeah. At least he's going to play earlier. He's only out for the half the season, but I agree. It was a high risk, high reward. If he plays, he'll score points, but he won't play very often.
Yeah. Yep. I'll have a crack at the bag.
Hit me.
Individually, I don't think the picks are that bad, but just having a look at the overall list build for the 13 you got there, Viney played 12 or 13 games last year. Zach Jones played less than 10 from memory. Yep. Swallow did. Brody Smith is fine. Shuey not playing for however long we just said that was. Prusis has an interrupted preseason. Cunningham, is he best 22 in the Swans now? Pau Pepper, the same question. You can even say the same about Shields.
Shields I avoided. Yeah. I'm just worried about his role with all these kids.
So going all the way down to the bottom, Segler, I think, had an interrupted preseason and not even guaranteed for round one.
Rory Lobb.
Lobb's sort.
So
I'm getting towards the end of the bottle at this point in time.
No,
so.
I get that. I haven't got to your worst pick yet. I'm doing your worst pick. So, I just think if you're going to pick one or two of these guys, you probably need to pick some guys that are probably a bit more durable, like you said, especially in a year like this. And you might find that, I mean, you'd hope that they all stay fit. But there's probably, for my liking, there's too many players who miss too many games for lots of different reasons there. But I just want to mention, probably the worst pick, though, is your rookie. Does anyone know who Buderick is? And why is he on a rookie list?
I don't remember that pick.
So
any spreadsheet issues?
I couldn't quite read it properly. And I had it was a number next to Buderick. I thought, why is that number there?
So just to read you a few names out here, what have we got? We've got Roberts, Sheldrick, Soligo, whatever his name is,
Gota,
Sharp, McInnes, Durden, Rusko, Smith, Bianco, O'Driscoll, Tilthorpe.
O'Driscoll, really good.
So there's probably a few that may be better
Coleman.
Than Buderick.
Coleman was the one I should have grabbed.
Yes.
Tony's got him. That was the grab. But hey, we'll have a look at the end of the season and which one averages more.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll do that. Well,
Coleman, probably the knock on him, mate, is, you know, is he going to be fit? So he would have, maybe you've done the right thing going Buderick and
no, I haven't.
He plays and.
Don't make it up. Tony, please.
Tony? No, in no universe is Buderick the right pick for
the Bedler Shat, okay?
I mean, Hawker, what did we think about the fact that guys like Erasmus and Callahan were just left?
Was very, very excited and happy that Erasmus was there and Callahan. Actually threw me for a loop a little bit because I thought I was going to have to just pick up potentially what was left, but very happy with Erasmus and Callahan being there and having to make a choice.
I think
there was more players available, quality players, than I thought there was going to be. So I've gone right down the bottom of the barrel, and I haven't actually bothered to look at the players available.
Mm. Anyway, well, we'll see what happens with your injury-prone team or missing games-prone team. And we'll move on to Mr. Awesome himself, Team Awesomer. He had, what did he have? He had his just a standard 13 picks. And Legless, overall impressions of Mr. Awesome.
So from a Team Awesome perspective, I think up until pick 46, he's actually, three of those first four picks, I think could potentially end up in his 13. So he drafted really well. And if you look at his midfield now, he's got a really strong midfield. He kept four forwards and I thought, oh, geez, they're a bit scratchy forward-wise. But then I looked at what I had to pick up and what Pony and I were picking up at the late picks and I thought, well, I wish that a big boy was around at that stage. So in the end, like Tom McDonald probably would have gone early earlier in this draft as well, as far as forwards. So similar strategy to Stars and yourself. And I think it shows as far as what he was able to access early in the draft is he was at, he got points up even pick 55 with Redden. Like there's all, they're all guys that can score. So I think he did really well.
And so out of that, like Stars, what's the best pick for him?
The best pick. So I was distracted with AJ's Hawker's injury riddled team that he's picked up this year, but that's okay. The games in Gunston played last year. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
Exactly right. Yes. hasn't missed a beat in preseason.
Who do I like? Anyway, I mean, he fleeced me on the Flynn. Who do I like in that? Horne Francis is a no-brainer. That's probably the easiest pick of the draft.
Low hanging fruit there. Yep.
George Hewitt is going to score you some serious points this year, but then be mid only, unfortunately. I don't mind Dacos pick as well.
I've had Dacos on the board. Yeah, he just went a bit earlier than I could get to him with all the other picks. But yeah, I had Dacos on the board, so we'll see how it goes. All right, so Pony, is there anything there that you think he's gone a bit early on or you don't like at all?
I think he's probably looking after a small human.
Okay, guys, logged off. Okay, I'll jump in there. He's muted himself. God, it's just like bloody Friday night again. He's lurking in the shadows again. All right, what have we got here? I'm not sure if the news about West was common knowledge before today, but in retrospect, he's probably gone pretty early on him and the fact he may not be playing early doors. I just don't know.
Plantar
fasciitis. He had that.
That's the word.
He had it early preseason as well. So, like, I scratched him off my list a long time ago once I heard that because I've seen what it does to Viney.
And who picked Viney?
Well, but like, that's the injury he had.
Yeah.
So it took a long
time to get over. Yep. So, and I just don't think Wampy's a fantasy relevant footballer at the best of times. So probably those two. Mind you, that is pick 86 and 93. I think his early picks are all pretty good.
Was it strange, though, like as much as it's hilarious, rubbing Stars up the wrong way, but picking Hickey at 72 and then Flynn at 74?
Yeah, odd.
That's a bit silly.
Apart from the comedic value of pissing off Stars.
Yeah, it did. And straight away, I got a message saying, want to try. So I thought drafting Chris would have a free run at Flynn later on, but not the case.
So, yeah, that's an interesting manoeuvre there by Team Awesome. He might be angling for an early season trade. Has he slipped into your DMs yet, Stars?
Yeah, he did that night.
That night? Oh, didn't wait. Didn't even let the dust settle.
Nope.
All right. And how'd that go?
Pretty blind by then. But
fair enough. So talks are ongoing or are we just broken down at the moment?
I've broken down. I might reach back and see where we're at with this discussions. I can't remember, to be honest.
Fair enough. All right. On to... Yep, go ahead.
I was going to say one last thing. What are your thoughts? Was everyone else relieved when DBJ came off the board so you knew you weren't accidentally drafting?
Correct.
Because he's like, oh, that's a good average. That's a good average. And then you're like, no.
Well, I think, yeah, because I'd planned at 51 to take a defender. And so, yes, he was that was my biggest gap in the draft. I had 27, then I had 51. And then I was looking at it going, he's still the highest there, or he's in the top three or whatever it was at that stage. And he's still there. And thankfully, Awesome grabbed him.
And I like a best pick, McGovern. I love the McGovern pick up at pick 50.
Yeah. Could be a bit hypish for me, but if he does keep that role and keep doing it, then yeah, he'll score well. My problem is that in however many years of football he's played, he's never really even been draft relevant. And it's just you're asking a lot, I reckon. But yeah, anyway, we'll see how we go. All right, on to Commissioner Slippery Gypsies, who had the added pressure of entering everyone's picks as well as trying to organise his own draft. How do you reckon he went with that, Stars?
The poor guy's been stressing over pick one. for all summer now, and we haven't been helping at all. I think the last Amy game showed that I think Dacos will be, at least definitely this year, and for the next few years, will be the best fantasy player out of the two, and Justin Horne Francis. So that was sort of made clear to him. Baker, I'm a bit surprised at that pick, but I just didn't have him on my radar that early.
Yep. I was quite surprised, actually, myself there.
I think if he gets forward status, so Lambert's gone for the season pretty much, or they haven't said, but yeah, it sounds like.
It's not good.
I think he takes that Lambert role, and that's a 77 to 80 average role. And I don't mind. I think Baker's a good player. So if he gets forward status, then he would. If he was a forward already, then it probably would have been a reasonable pick. The fact that he's not, you go, well, was it a bit of a reach for DPP?
A bit of a stars about him with the Jack Bowes, Hogan, Hawkins. Is that Howe? Habener's already injured.
Bramble is injured as well. So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, there was a few. Moore, Dylan Moore, I think Moore was probably his best pick at 13. I think that was a massive slide. I didn't see him sliding to 13, so I thought that was a really good pick.
Yeah. But what was the story about how he thought he was selecting Darcy Moore, but he selected
Howe? Did he? I missed that bit. No, poor
Darcy Moore went at 64 up to Vipers.
Oh dear.
I'd probably prefer Howe over Darcy Moore, just as far as at that late, if you're looking to just try and get points. Howe will score if he's fit.
Credit to Slip, if I was in his position, I would have gone much slower. I would have taken breaks between rounds to catch up. So I don't know how he's able to keep track of everyone. Everyone's picks, record down the numbers, and then do his own. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was an unreal effort.
So great job there. So we've got okay, so overall impression from everyone. All right, Pony, you want to slip into something he did well? Is it eventually taking Nick Dacos after 6 months of agonising?
Yeah, well, that's probably the obvious thing, especially while Stars and Legless are on here, you know, doing the right thing. You got Dacos number one. Enough said.
Yep. And I do like the Moore pick because he was next on my list four picks time. He was going to come my way, but I like that one as well. And the rest, there's some good early ones, but I think he might have faded a little bit. And like I said, we've already got a couple of injuries, so might lack a little bit of depth early doors. So Stars, anything that stands out to you that he reached for or
nothing? Stands out, unfortunately. All pretty solid. Pickett, I'm not sure as a fantasy player. Great to watch AFL, but I don't know if he gets the numbers that you'd want. And obviously playing in their premiership team, he's not getting as much midfield time as what he might get in other lesser teams.
Mm-hmm.
But again, at that point, forwards, good luck drafting a forward.
Yes.
I don't know. At 36, the guys like, I felt like there were more surefire bets at 36 available than Pickett. Like even a Harry Mackay, I thought would be a more consistent option up forward.
Well, I'm pretty hot on Pickett this year. I had him pretty high up my list. I probably wasn't going to get to him for another 38 picks, so I was hoping he'd slide.
Let's put it this way. What pick did you get Membry at, Legolas?
38, yeah.
38, yep.
Yeah. I had Membry
higher than Pickett. Two picks before you got Membry, you got Pickett. So, yeah, Pickett was his reach.
I mean, I had Pickett rated a few picks higher than Sparrow, and Sparrow I got at 90. So, I guess using that as the benchmark, I think those two are going to fight for some mid time. And I think Sparrow is more of a midfielder than Pickett is. But both are fighting for that spot. But, you know, you're happier to take a punt around 90 than at 36, I guess. Like, I think you could.
And you don't really want to nitpick as well, like with the job that Slip did, if that's the worst thing he did while trying to handle everything, he did pretty damn well.
Oh, and Pickett's one of those guys that could hold forward status and be a keeper. Like, he will hold forward status. So if he pumps out an average close to 75, like, if he gets that, he becomes a keeper option. And the other one I liked, I actually liked Noble at 37. I thought Noble was a good pick. Shouldn't have been dropped.
There you go. All right, so there you go, Slip. That's, we all think you did a pretty good job under commissioner conditions. And last but not least, DT87 with his monster 17 picks, since he traded away all his players for picks. Stars, what do you reckon he did, overall impressions with all those early picks and overall?
He always contends, doesn't he? He's got these early picks and he hasn't bothered to go with youth and do the full rebound. He's just gone, I'm going to delete the age column, just go for average. He's obviously, he's got Brody and Nash that aren't, who aren't old and have a nice role, but then Pendle's fire for players I was hoping would slide to me mid-draft so I could grab him. Easy mids that no one wants. But he's just gone proven performers.
Yep. He's still Goldie off you to keep the Knights theme of stealing rucks off Stars?
No, I wasn't after Goldie. It was the one that I wasn't interested in.
Goldie might slide a little bit. A thing on today with the radio somewhere saying that they're actually going to run with Jerry.
That's why Jerry, he's picked whatever, him up a few picks later. Yeah. He's got the whole trifecta.
He's got the whole trifecta, yep.
Coleman Jones as a rookie pick, which that's how you actually use it. Use on someone good.
Just quietly, though, let's say they run with Cherry and Goldstein plays forward. If Cherry then gets injured, he's got Goldstein as a forward as well, potentially after DPP. So it could be a really good handcuff that we both ending up with forward status. I thought, he's smart.
Who's the Jones he's got?
The Jones he has is, I have to go back and check. Hang on a moment. Hang on, that's a bit hard for me to see that.
I'll leave it at that. Yeah. He's got the old players, but he's also picked up a few, Ben Hobbs. He could pop as a young player and be valuable for someone to get some value for him. But he's just got players that stream. He's got Buddy Franklin's going to kick six goals in the next game.
Lockie Jones.
Lockie Jones.
I like that.
Okay.
I do like that.
I don't think he's really missed one, has he?
Probably Hearn at 22. I don't love that just because
Well, if he plays, he's going to be one of the best scoring defenders that was on the scrap heap, if he plays.
Yeah. I think at 22, though, there was still... Oh, probably wasn't.
Over the defenders at that point, because they were going to average 70 to 80.
Yeah, he can at least go 90 if he's fit.
If he's fit, he beats the shit out of anyone else that's left on the scrap heap to pick up as a defender. Yeah. The downside is he's...
Say he's injury-prone, Hawker.
He's injury prone. He's old. He does soft tissue getting out of bed in the morning.
It's too. Plays on West Coast.
And he hangs out with COVID people and anti-vaxxers.
Back to DT87. He had a lot of early picks. And so probably I look at him. So he was picking 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 player by the time I was getting my first, and Pony had just had his first. So it's hard to judge as well. So I look at his list going far out. His first 8 picks dominate anything I got.
But he only had 10 players.
but he was able to pick 8 blokes before you and I had a look in. So he should, I think he's done really well, but you should do really well if you've got that many picks that early. I mean, similar to how Hawker's done. I think Hawker had a lot of early picks and he's drafted a lot of high scorers. So he should be.
I was actually a bit surprised he didn't draft a few more higher scoring ones and leave the Brodies and the Nashes.
What do we think of Will Brody?
I think Brody would be all right.
I've got way bigger
concerns around Nash.
Concerns over both of them, the first two, to be honest.
For me, Longmuir, this has been the cricket nerd, footy nerd, Longmuir likes good disposers of the ball. So that was, you know, when he coached at Collingwood, his main focus was on efficiency with ball use. And if there's one thing we know about Will Brody, it's he's the complete opposite of that. So he could, unless he's tidied that up in the off-season, he could be the kind of whipping boy under a Longmuir team with, you know, Tucker and Fife to come back in and Mundy.
I think we're being a little bit nitpicky because he's absolutely nailed that draft as far as I'm concerned.
I think so. I think Pendles is a lock to get defender status. Fife could potentially get forward. He's going to have Goldie and Cherry on the forward line.
He's got all bases covered in the rucks there. Yeah.
Even Saad at pick 59 was a really good pick.
Yeah.
Cameron, the bastard, snaked me.
Yep, so we're saying a lot of nice things here. Pony, what's he not done so well, do you reckon? Is there anything there that you don't like?
I think Star said it best. We're just nitpicking. Like, Nash was always going to go in the first 15 to 18, and he went at 9. Like, yeah, I mean, that would be the only one that I can kind of see. He just wouldn't do it for me. I just feel like being at Hawthorn, there's still a few unknowns to happen there. So we just kind of going at pick 9 because he's had a good preseason and had a good finish to the end of last season. Yeah, I don't know. He could come off and could be completely fine.
It could be like the Nick Hind pick last year where we all sort of thought, oh, do we believe the role? Do we believe the role? And then bang, ended up being...
At least Hind actually had the role. I'm not sure what Nash's is at the moment. I still don't know what it is in that mix. So, whereas Hind, we pretty much knew that's what they got him across as and what they talked up and what he actually did in the preseason. Nash, not so much. But that's just one for me. But anyway, what do I know? I just go for the Hawks. All right, so that's it, guys. There's 12 teams. So with general consensus is most people should be happy with what they drafted?
Yeah, most.
I think so. Yep.
11 right. Teams should be happy.
So just a quick one, Legless. If you just run your eye over the rookie draft and the 12 that are there. So what do you reckon of the picks in the rookie draft?
Look, for me... I felt, so if we're talking about who will be, I sort of thought about dividing it up, but who I think is going to be best long-term, who was good as an in-season pick, and then which were just terrible picks. You know, when I say in-season pick, I mean, you know, you're looking to complement the rest of your list.
Yep.
I actually think Erasmus was the best. He was the highest on my ranking as far as the young pickups, and then Callahan was second. The worst, the couple, I think we've gone over, I think Stars knows the Vino got to him. So that was probably up there as not one of the best. I didn't really love the Chesa pickup from Manic, not because I don't think he'll be a good player, but because he'd already picked up so many young kids. And we know Chesa's out for half the season. There were probably better options available. And I also thought the Sam De Koning one was a bit strange from Merker. I can't see Sam De Koning being on anyone's radar from a fantasy relevancy point of view for about 3 years, but I'm going to give Merker a pass because he was doing it tough. And then as far as complementing the list, I thought Coleman Jones was probably one of the best pickups, as well as Keaton Coleman from Pony, as far as complementing and helping this season as well as having some future upside.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, that's probably the most comprehensive review of the Balls to the Wall draft you're likely to hear anywhere else in the world. And we've brought it to you here.
If you listen to it.
There's that too. All right, guys. So next up, we will be having a little bit of a surprise. I haven't even told you guys yet, but you won't be itchy and scratchy this year. I've got a new one for you, and I've got a new tune for you. So that all will be revealed on Thursday night. You're not doing it? Fair enough then. Well, and
itchy or scratchy, whichever one I am.
Salty and grumpy.
Funny you should mention that, and being grumpy and salty and old, and yeah, I it fits in nicely with your new tag. So that's very good. Pony, do we want to get together in case there's some late free agencies or whispers or anything straight after the draft?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll catch up later on the week.
Yep. So if Stars and Legolas get together Thursday evening after the footy, after two games down, two games of footy will be played the next time we all listen to our dulcet tones, which is fantastic. We're underway. Having said that, though, I was talking with Commissioner Stars the other day, and let me just see if I can slip. Sorry, you're here, Stars.
I'm done.
Just let me show you what he showed me. So this will be interesting. Where is it? Let me just find where I've put
Commissioner Stars. Some great podcast.
It is very great. Yeah, very good content. It's very visual, so that'll work well on the podcast. Where are we? Where's he gone? There he is. Just bring that across here. So if we have a look here, lockout, depending on this comes out of the rules, the top part here. So if teams are released on Thursday night.
I can't see anything in that.
I've just got a grey box.
Yep. Ah, bugger. Damn. Let me see if I can change the screen I'm sharing.
That's okay. You just read it out.
Yeah, anyway. So basically it says if the teams are announced Thursday night, which they are, Friday night lockout and partial lockout as per AFL fantasy rules, which we all agree on, which is handy and everyone loves. But then if you actually go to the little information tag for lockout for draft, it says the lockout will begin at the start of each round if the commissioner chooses not to have a rolling lockout.
Oh, okay.
So which one takes precedence? I can't remember. Slip can't remember. And so, yeah, if you're going to loop on a Thursday or Friday night game, let it be on your own head. There's your public service announcement for the week. Because the rules and the information tag actually show two different things, and they're both out of the official app.
Might have changed the way they do it for draft then.
So from memory, I think it actually does lock it out, but I'm not going to say 100% that that's right. But I seem to remember that draft, if you're not doing a rolling lockout, you are locked out on Wednesday night.
Do we think anyway, I mean, with all the COVID protocols going around and close contact stuff, I mean, are you really playing with fire if you want to start trying to loop in this day and age if we're not going to have...
Like, risk versus reward.
It could be on much higher risk this year.
Yeah. So so let that be on your own head. There's a public service announcement. I know Slip sent an email off to the very helpful help desk to get some clarification. Unfortunately, the helpful help desk hasn't responded just yet.
Stars, can you check your inbox?
Commission can fix anything, though, can't they? Former commission Stars?
That again?
If commission can fix any problem, can't they?
Nope.
Not everything, no.
You might be part about being commish last year, former commish Stars.
You.
The end.
You were the worst part.
What about Legless?
Former commish, can you fix Do One Glover's team?
No one can fix that either. Not even the current commish can.
All right, faithful. We're now starting to ramble a fair bit.
Let's go.
That's enough of that. Thanks very much, guys. And we'll chat later on this week because there's footy on.
Yes.
Hallelujah.